Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Into the Nothing with your favorite host, Patrice Douglas. On this episode, I have a gal, because I know the last few episodes we've had some men, which has been refreshing, but I was just sitting here before Janine hopped on the call, hopped on Zoom, and I'm just sitting here going, oh, I'm so excited to be sitting with a woman and having a chat. So funny. So Janine, welcome to Into the Nothing.
Thanks, Patrice. Good to be here. And I will keep this real that we were talking about lipstick.
That hey, we really were. You just gave me the brand that I could look into because I'm looking at, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see Janine's beautiful face right now and see her lippy, and it is like this gorgeous red, and it is hydrated and creamy, and apparently Janine just told me that it stays on for hours. So that's where we were before we hit record.
And then we'll go into the nothing.
Well, yeah, we're right. And that, before I hit record, I said to Janine, do you have any questions for me? And Janine's like, no. And I'm like, because Janine knows the nothing like nobody's business. And so just a little intro for this for Janine Howard. Janine is an elite mentor to revolutionary women entrepreneurs, which I love. And you're all about the Empress Codes, which potentially for my listeners, they might not know what that means. And to be honest, I've dabbled in your world in the last little while. I met you, Janine, through our mutual girlfriend, Jess McElveen, at her wedding. And Jess has recently been on the podcast talking about her last experience at Vipassana. So for anyone listening, it's a great episode if you want to check that out. It's had some really high levels of downloads, which has been super cool. But we met through Jess McElveen at her wedding on the Sunny Coast, which is where you currently reside. And I remember sitting at that table, and there was a moment where we had another girlfriend in between us. And you were talking about Egypt, and you mentioned ISIS, and I was like, yeah. And we were talking about, we just had this kind of little moment, which I thought was super cool, and just felt, I love that these conversations now, I just feel like they just get to happen around as human consciousness, as it elevates and as we expand our consciousness. We are going to find out more about history. It's that it's all happening at the same time. And as we actually advance, we find out more about what's so-called happened in the past. And within the Egyptian pyramids, you and I were discussing around, we're actually moving up the chakras. And it was just this little moment where it was quite this like esoteric conversation. But I was like, oh, that's cool. That's juicy. This woman is interesting. And then as I watched a few of your masterclasses, and I've just been connected with you on Facebook, I'm like, oh, this, I'm loving this, the vibe of this woman, Janine, because you feel so grounded and you have a business that has tangible results and you're living a life that you truly want to, but there's some beautiful flavors of some esoteric teachings and ancient wisdom that I am so on board with. So where I'd love to open up this conversation, Janine, is starting with talking about Empress Codes. Like, let's just fucking go there.
Yeah. Well, let's just really go there then. And really, they started coming through 10 years ago with the birth of my first child. And 10 years ago, I was right in the thick of running a magazine empire. I had, the fancy office and the chandeliers and the white furniture and all the full-time staff and all of the things. And I then was drawn to actually having a home birth with my child. So those of you who know me back then, it would have been the biggest juxtaposition, this corporate ball breaker magazine editor, like, think Devil Wears Prada, and here she is having a home birth. And so it was actually during the birthing process that a couple of hours in, he actually turned. So if I was in a hospital, it would have been breech. And would have been a cesarean. However, my midwife said to me, "You know what to do." And so, in my trance-like labor state, I actually started channeling what I now know are goddesses. And it literally looked a little bit cuckoo. And so, through that, I was literally speaking in tongues is how my midwife describes it. And I know now that would have been Isis that I now connect with regularly. And so I was shown how to move my body in figures of eight and actually turn that baby back around. And within just a few hours had a beautiful natural home birth, completely safe, right? And so from there, that really facilitated a massive shift in me and also for my husband. And so I actually knew that I needed to sell my business. I knew that I needed to completely drop everything. And, you know, Patrice, I love that your podcast is called Into the Nothing, because I knew I needed to go into nothing. I knew I needed to strip everything bare. And from that bare space, I then said to my husband, like, what would you love to do with your life? Like, if you could do anything you wanted to do, what would it be? And he has always been a singer and done acting, especially in theatre. And he said, I'd really like to give acting a go full time. And so we asked his agent, okay, where should we go? And, you know, kind of we put it out to the universe. What would you have me do? Where would you have me go? And they said, head to Melbourne. And so I think it was about 3 weeks later, we literally moved from where we lived on the Sunshine Coast, packed ourselves up with our baby and moved to Melbourne and just followed the energy way back then. And so that was really the first following of the Empress Codes. And I didn't know they were called Empress Codes. And they started coming through in my marketing. So I knew that I was being called to do mentoring for women. It was very easy because I had a baby. I could do it when I wanted. I could do it, well, not online in those days. In those days, it was actually on the telephone, not the telephone, a mobile phone. I'm not that old. And these four pillars of energy started coming through, and they started coming through as marketing words. So abundance, style, ease, and grace. And then over the last 10 years, they've become more energetically revealed to me. And each of them has a unique signature code, like an energetic blueprint and a way showing that now I am fully embedded in. And now they're actually getting activated to an even deeper level.
I think that what I'm really enjoying about what you're delivering, and again, it's what's really drawing me to you, is how grounded you are, like how grounded you feel, because a lot of these concepts and talking about something like Empress Codes, and I feel like our listeners have potentially heard the word code before, might not fully understand what it means, and maybe this idea of this spiritual experience that you've had, but you bring it in such a grounded way. Like your energy is so here and it feels practical and tangible when you share it, because so often it can feel airy, fairy, fluffy, woo-woo, BS, bullshit. And there's something about the way that you deliver it, and also because I know the life that you are living, and also where you're going in the next couple of weeks, is you're actually moving your family to Italy for 3 months, and you're renewing your vows with your husband, and you're celebrating your 50th birthday with your family, and you're going to Tuscany. And so you're living this way for real. And this is something that Jess McElveen and I were talking about the other day, who is our mutual friend who we met at the wedding of her wedding. Jess and I were talking about you the other day, and she was like, the thing with Janine is she's so rock solid. I'm just pointing this out because so often I know the concepts we're about to dive into, and it can, and people can just be like, whoa. And sometimes there's that cognitive dissonance where it's just like, I don't understand, it's too far. And what I want to bring into this conversation as we lean in a little bit more is how tangible and real the life that you're living. You're living a beautiful life. You have multiple six-figure business. You help other women do the same tangible business results, but you're coming from this energetic place of being connected to Isis and I'm sure other beautiful goddesses and other people who have been on earth and have now left that are now coming through you to support other women in tapping into, for example, the Empress codes, which the flavors are style, abundance, grace, and ease.
Yeah.
Yes. So when we talk about ease, I'd love for you to just lean into that a little bit more, because I know for so many women and men, life feels really hard.
Yeah.
And so can you just start to talk about ease and how potentially they could activate that more in their life?
Yeah. So when we really dive into the energetics behind this particular code of ease, there is an actual formula, and it's the flip formula of what we have been programmed to believe. And so I'll go into that first. So what is the program that we've been, you know, conditioned into believing? And that is that we work and we receive, we do and then we get. We have to physically do things to then, you know, be paid. It's the old 9 to 5. It's the school system. It's all of the things. And if you think about the energy behind that, what it's done is created a pattern in humanity of, to be honest, like a form of patriarchal slavery.
And slavery. I was going to say the word that came into my mind was slavery.
Yeah. And I want to be mindful of that word too, and be very respectful of that word as well. And for humanity, it's really a conditioning where we are reactive to everything in our life. And so we think that our value is placed on who we are being, what we are doing, the results that we have, which then in a practical sense shows up in many people still doing Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. It's many people, and I'm not judging anyone on this, many people still sending kids off to school 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, right? All of those things. And then it's very challenging to break out of that. It's a conditioning, and it actually then starts embedding in our human bodies. It actually closes down, if we want to get to genetics, it actually, this programming actually starts constricting our double helix strands of DNA. Like, this is scientific proof, because I'm a scientist by trade. So this woo-woo stuff, I think that's why I get so grounded with it, because I want to know the science behind it. So it actually constricts our DNA. And so it's a dumbing down, a lessening, a constriction of not just our energetic field, not just our spiritual field, but our physical bodies and our minds. It closes everything down. So the code of ease is, what if everything was actually meant to be the flip of that? What if our human bodies were actually meant to be in rest more than they were in action? What if our spiritual side of things was just meant to be and be open and to receive and be fluid with the energies? What if we were actually meant to be in more allowance than doing? And so even as I speak, many of you will be feeling your bodies starting to relax. Many of you will be feeling your energetic body start to expand. And so when we get into the codes of this, it's even in the tone of my voice that carries the frequencies of this code of ease. And for many of you, it actually doesn't matter what I say, because it's not me, it's the code of ease, the Empress code. It's actually just the frequency. And that shifts so much in us. So what actually starts happening is then we start having a shift in our mindset. We start having a shift in our body. We start having a shift in our energetic field. And literally we start rewinding this like tight coil that we've all been bound up in. And this unlocking and unleashing then quite literally on a cellular level starts to activate your mitochondria and then starts to open up the strands of DNA. So this is why I can be so esoteric and talk about channeling God, goddess Isis, and all of these crazy things, but the results are there. You know, you only have to go and look at the results from Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. This is very similar, that You know, you talk about this, about going into that void. And this is very similar when we actually take our energy into the zero point field in the quantum reality. That is where the ease code resides. That is where all the other Empress codes reside, in the quantum field. So we get to go in there and we get to flip everything that we're being programmed to think and believe. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense to me. And it's putting so many pieces together, puzzle pieces together for my mind as to why I have this sense and I have this knowing. It's so interesting. It's not something that I've fully lived in this lifetime, but I have this knowing around going into the void in our imagination, for example, in meditation is a great way to access it. And I've accessed this place so much through Dr. Joe's meditations. And I just have this knowing when we spend more time and keep touching that darkness, like just that when you go into darkness in your imagination, in your mind, and spending time there, it allows us to disconnect from the physical reality so that it can reorganize to be in harmony. Because when we're going into the void, into nothing, is scientifically what we truly are, like 99.9%, 99999% nothing. So for me to go and spend time there means that you're really going home to what you really are. And so you're spending time in home base. And so it's kind of like, I think of a phone going and recharging on those new pads that they have. It's kind of like you're just going home and you're recharging. And then you can disconnect from everything else so that when you come back, everything can start reorganizing itself to be in harmony, because our internal reality is creating our external reality. So going into the nothing is going back to what we really are, which creates harmony in our physical reality.
And that is starting to then bring in the code of grace. Ooh. And the code of grace is that connection back to, and I love the way that you just said that about coming back to home. And so for me, the code of grace is really, I see it as a blueprint that we all have, like a signature, a template, a blueprint of that soul self, if you like, which is really the eternal self. And that can only be accessed in that void. Got to touch into that void and then realize who you actually are. Because in the void, as Dr. Joe would say, you are no one, no thing, no time, no space. And so that is the essence of actually who you are. And so when you can bring that back into this world, and, you know, when you're at work and with the kids and all of the at the shopping center, but you're bringing this code of grace back through into this 3D reality, then you are less of who you think you should be, or even less of who others think you should be and who you think they think you should be.
Yes, that's the biggest one, hey.
That's the cruncher, isn't it, that one? And you then can carry this essence of, well, that actually brings the groundedness. It's the am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You become unfuckable. Like nothing can fuck with you, because you are that essence of the soul self here on planet Earth. And from that space, then you can start bringing in the code of style. So the code of style is like, okay, what is my essence here? How is this to be executed out to the world? How is that to be shown? And, you know, you and I connect really deeply on the branding side of things, you know, me coming from my magazine background and photography and media. And it's like, that is then, how can that essence be portrayed out to the world and reflected out to the world, so that then you can magnetize the opportunities and the like-minded people out there in the world? So, you know, honestly, this is why, you know, connecting on my lipstick, for example, I know it sounds completely frivolous, but it's actually one of the essences of my code.
Right? Totally. And it's so fun. And I think coming back to that point around For me, going into the nothing and disconnecting from my human, where I'm no body, no time, no thing, there's nothing. And going into that place helps me so, makes coming back to the code of ease, makes my life so much easier, because I used to say a couple of years ago, I wish that we could just check out of the human reality and just like be in a pod in outer space for a little bit, just to like disconnect and just have some space away to then come back in with a cleaner canvas, like not so many cords of life are plugged in, doesn't feel so heavy and dense. And then, you know, sure enough, I'm going deep into Dr. Joe Dispenza's meditations and accessing that place within myself. But it just like having that time away from having my eyes open and having to have conversations, not knowing what decisions to make, feeling overwhelmed, not knowing the path to take, having that option to go into nothing and practice that and build that muscle to get more comfortable in just being in darkness. That disconnection, that little break, that pause makes time when I open up my eyes and I am in my day, I can feel that grace. And there's a sense of ease too. It becomes very magnetic. Things do just like every, I'm currently in Byron Bay staying with my really close friends. And every time they have the most beautiful home and I get to look after their dogs. And every time I come here, she gives me the most beautiful clothes. And just everywhere I go, people seem to be giving me, like even my sister reached out to me this morning and said, hey, I want to gift you another game when we go to France for the Rugby World Cup, to the Italy-France game, which will be insane. I'm like, how much is it? She's like, no, it's a treat. And I'm like, thank you. And this happens all the time. And I feel like the more I spend time in the nothing, the more I can, I'm understanding the flavors of ease and grace that you're speaking of. And I feel like I'm leaning into the abundance code. So can you speak into abundance, Janine?
Yeah, well, that's the abundance code right there, is the allowing ourselves to receive. And if you think about how the human mind has been conditioned about, remember I was saying before, the I do and then I receive. So the new way of being, which is actually the eternal way of being, is just by being you. You receive, you get to receive. You are already valuable in the nothing without having to do anything. And so when you really shift into that receptivity and allowance, which is very feminine in its essence, that's when everything starts coming to you and through you and flowing in and out of you in that infinity frequency. I say the 888 frequency, which is a code, a tone, a level that was downloaded to me through the pyramids, although I've never actually been. So the 888 hertz frequency is like well above love even. It's well above peace and joy. It's actually very close to enlightenment if we're looking at the David Hawkins scale of consciousness in that frequency level. It's a high-pitched tone. You probably heard me tell this story that when I downloaded this particular 888 when I was in Puerto Rico, I was with a group of people and they had been to the pyramids just a few months earlier. And I came out of an activation, a meditation with this group. And I said to them, and this is quite controversial to say this, and I don't quite fully understand, well, I kind of do, why this came through, but I was told that the 888 hertz is the new Om of the earth. So Om is at the frequency of 432 hertz, and the new level, so earth itself, is at a new vibrational frequency. And this group said to me, oh, and what does that sound like? And because I was still in the frequency, I, you know, sang a tone. And this tone, they said, oh, my God, that's the exact same tone they heard in the king's chamber in the Great Pyramid in Egypt. And it was interesting because the whole trip they were all saying, they kept referring to when we were in Egypt together, like as if I was there. And I'm like, remember, I wasn't there. And they're like, oh, no, you were there. Right? So, yeah.
There you go.
And so I'm actually going to visit them in for real in November 11. this year.
Of course you are. Of course you are going on the 11th of the 11th. And Janine, when did you, no, I'm going to rephrase that. Yeah. When did you start to feel comfortable in sharing this kind of message? Because I know that there's a lot of, like, even speaking to a relative recently, and she, you know, because I have started to come out of the closet, my woo-woo closet the last few years, and have spiritual awakenings left, right, and center, and sharing some of it online, and it being so uncomfortable and not knowing what I'm doing. But at the same time, I'm so grateful now that I just kept sharing the weirdness because I'm just more comfortable in myself now. But sharing with a family member, and she was telling me how for years she's been reading books about aliens, or these books she's been reading of this author who said that she went to Machu Picchu and she hopped in a car with a guy and he drove up the hill without his hands and his eyes closed in the car. But this woman who's very close to me is just like, but no one needs to know. You know, and like no one, and there's just like that like shame, or don't want people to think that I'm weird and strange. And yeah, what was your process like and journey with sharing this kind of information and being, you sound quite confident and comfortable in sharing this now?
Yeah, I feel like obviously it was a process and a journey, and I feel like I have done so much deep inner work with releasing my ego over the years, which would have started about 10 years ago when I was doing a lot of meditation, a lot of hypnosis, self-hypnosis as well. So really going into that void and playing in that nothingness. And so that's definitely where it started getting unleashed, because all of its ego about not sharing. And our ego tells us that we're weird and crazy and all of these things. So yes, I definitely feel it's been a shedding of my own ego. And I will also say that I've had some significant personal bumps in the road, you know, as all of us do. And those bumps in the road have been really beautiful catalysts for me to even further unleash all of the perception that I had about myself as a human being and as a woman, and who I thought I needed to be. And so, you know, that's been within my own marriage. You know, there was a bit of a big one that happened there, and, you know, the rug got pulled out from underneath me and our family. But because I have been doing so much healing work before, I was able to shift out of my egoic, it's all about me, I'm a victim. So I was able to separate any, and I'm kind of skirting, aren't I? But it's okay. I think everyone will pick up what I'm putting down. You know, I was able to disassociate me from any actions that may or may not have happened from either side of parties, to go, actually, it's not about me. And so that was a really big shift for myself and for my husband. And we both have done a huge amount of inner work since then, singly and together. And so then I think I just got to a point that I just couldn't give a shit what anyone thought. Couldn't give a shit. And that, you know, I can deal with anything. I can literally deal with anything. And so it's less about what other people's judgments of me are, and only about who I know myself to be and why I'm here. And it became more about a mission than it was about me or even my business. And that actually that's my role, is to speak up and share and be courageous in that. And Lionsgate 2 years ago really activated that with me, when Goddess Isis came, channeled through me and took me to the pyramids energetically in Giza, and to the Queen's Chamber, and did a DNA recoding activation, right? All of this stuff back in the day when, you know, I would have still judged myself for that, and I stopped judging myself and just went, all right, let's go. I'm an open book.
I am hoping that our listeners are receiving the permission slip of you. Like, my body keeps tingling whenever you speak. It's It's so interesting. And I would love to hear from our listeners if they are feeling the same. Please send myself or Janine a message on socials or wherever if you're feeling something in your body as Janine shares this. And also the permission slip to courageously share what we know. I've recently had as my listeners would know, and as you know, Janine, my business partnership recently dissolved, and it's landed me straight back into the nothing and into, I guess, personal development, spirituality. And I don't even really want to say those words. It's just like me. And it's so interesting because I've jumped straight into, yeah, great, powerful conversations on this podcast. And me 6 months ago probably wouldn't have been brave enough to ask you these questions and just say this. And because of where I'm at internally, and yeah, I'm just like, wow, I've been through some bumps too. I can relate to that. I've been through when my recent business partnership ended, and it was a shock initially, but I'm like, it's got nothing on what I went through a few years ago with my boyfriend nearly dying. I'm like, once I've been through that and what awakened in me through that experience, I was like, whoa, I don't fall so far. And my dad even said to me when my business partnership ended, he was like, well, it's not the best thing that's happened. It's not the worst. And I was like, you're so right. And I'm like, wow, why don't I just do what I want to do? I've had enough people tell me online that I'm like, or say to my family members, what's Patrice doing? What's she talking about? Is she okay? You know, she's turning up without clothes on in these different senses, like not nude, but just like enough triggering comments over the years that I've built a bit of a muscle. And I think that's what you're referring to. You've been through enough bumps, and then you're like, what am I doing? Could it all be over? It could all be over for me tomorrow or in a month. Like, I may as well just say what I want to say and do what I want to do. And yeah, I feel like you are such a permission slip for that, Janine. And then another layer of the permission slip is that you are taking your family a dream. Like I said earlier in the conversation, you're taking yourself, your husband, and your two kids to Italy for 3 months on Monday.
On Monday. And here's where the permission slip of following the energy gets to be realized. So everybody listening to this, I guarantee, feels and hears the nudges and the niggles, and many of us don't take up the invitation. Whereas I actually made a commitment to myself that I would just follow it and take the action. So for example, what I mean by that is my husband and I have always said for years, we're going to go and live in Italy in a small town for 3 months. We had nothing beyond those words, but just that intention. Small town, had to be small town in Italy. We also said, and the south of France, for 3 months, very defined time period. And so just let that go. That's fine. Last December, I felt into what I wanted to do for my 50th birthday. And I went, I want to go to the Amalfi Coast. And I want to go back to a villa that we actually stayed in 12 years ago with a group of friends. That's just what I want to do. And so we were on Google, and we didn't know what it's called before Airbnb back in those days. So we're Google Earthing and we're Airbnbing, like looking at everything, and we couldn't find it. But then we found one Airbnb which looked pretty good and looked in a similar area. And we're like, oh, we'll just book this one. And just before we booked it, we looked at the photo and we went, oh my God, look at the back of that photo. There it is. It's right there. And so we Google Earthed it and realized it was called Villa Eustachio. If you want to look it up, it's pretty awesome. Anyway, so a long story short, we went, screw it, let's book it. Cost a lot of money, but that's fine. My intention was I just wanted to invite anyone who wanted to come. You don't have to pay, just come and stay. It's all good. It's on me. So we did that. And then we booked our flights for our kids and myself and husband. So we booked it one way. We check out of that villa on the 2nd of September. So this is way back in December, booked it all, no return flights, no future plans or anything like that. As time went on, I was looking at Instagram and I follow a lot of world schooling families because obviously we unschool, homeschool, all things. And we saw that someone was actually going to this company called Boundless Life. They were going to Greece for 3 months. I'm like, well, this sounds good. So followed the breadcrumbs. I find out that this company also has a Tuscany cohort in Italy, and it starts on the 2nd of September for 3 months in a little town in Italy. And I went, right, well, there we go. Boop, booked it. And so there we are. And what I want to really reiterate about that long-winded story, apologies, listeners, is that I follow the energy. I'm committed more to following the energy than I am to following my mind. My mind is in the past. My mind is a program. It is only knows what it knows. Whereas when you get on the edge of following your energy, following that little pulse, it's tiny and it's not huge. People think that it's going to be like, oh my God, I know exactly what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. Well, actually, no, it's usually in these little pulses, step by step, and you follow those. And I'm committed to living my life that way. And I'm committed to running my business that way. That's where magic happens, because you don't know. It's the nothing. It's following just that little seed and going into the void and going, right, just show me one step at a time, and trusting that.
Takes so much courage. And no, not long-winded at all. I feel as though all of those details are so necessary. And that's where I think the gap can kind of be, when people are like, just follow your intuition. And then that story that you just gave with tangible examples, like, we had this feeling, my husband and I, we had this sense. And then we left it, but then we just took the next step, the flight, and it just all lands into place. And I feel like life wants to surprise and delight us. It's like, if I gave you the whole story, wouldn't you be bored? If I gave you all of the pieces, it wouldn't be that fun. But it definitely takes courage, and it's definitely a theme that keeps coming up on this podcast of, yeah, we all hear the intuition. We all hear the nudges. We all hear the little taps. But then the execution. And I think it's such a powerful point that you said, it's we think it's going to be these big things. I know I have so many times. Big. It's going to be this. It's going to be this big emotional, this big. But it's just quite gentle, which I think is quite loving too. It's just like these soft, gentle movements that we get to do and these actions that we get to take. But it's the execution. It's like we can all hear the nudges and the feelings of our desires, and the word you use, seed, which I think is nice. It's a reference for something like small, and it's the start of it. But can you take the action? What is it asking of you? Can you call the travel agent? Can you have a chat to your partner about the seed? Can you speak to your girlfriends about it, or your friends? Like, can you start to just take a little bit of action to make it happen, to make it real? And then see where it leads you, and see all the synchronicities. Like you just said, we're looking, and then suddenly the hotel is right there.
Yeah. And I feel like this is going to anchor a lot into people, this new way of being, which is actually an extremely ancient way of being, that it is really following energy first, like frequency first, rather than proof first and tangible first. And then we all literally get to play in that quantum field and then collapse the wave in the quantum field, wave at a time, wave at a time. And so to kind of shift this into like another topic that I'm really passionate about is that we can do this in our business. And if we actually allow ourselves to not make a business about us, which is the old way. We actually make our business, we call upon the energy of the business that wants to co-create with us. And so this is where I teach my clients that it's not about you. It's not about who you are, your value, your worth. You are in co-creation with an idea, an energy, a seed of creation to put out through the world. And so how that plays out really differently is, say, in the old way, you know, I would go, right, I'm going to do $100,000 this month, and it's going to be with 10 women, and it's going to be at this price and this program, and, you know, all of the things. And then, right, so I've got to do all of these actions for it. And then you do the actions and hustle, hustle, and do some more. And then it's not working. And then you think that you're wrong, you're broken, you've got a money mindset problem, and all of the things start collapsing, collapsing, collapsing. And then you go, oh my God, I'm just so done. I'm spent. I need to give up my business. Whereas the new way is there's no actual end goal. There's no actual force, push, mind that shows you the way of your business. It's actually in the openness and the receiving and the quantum field, and asking that business consciousness, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And with that, and my commitment to that, saw me then say things that I wouldn't necessarily always say. Book flights to Puerto Rico, go on an aeroplane to the south of France and receive the Mary Magdalene codes, even if my mind didn't know how, right? My mind was like, what's this Mary Magdalene code? I'm not religious. Like, I don't belong here. That was my mind trying to tell me. And then all of these beautiful unfoldings start happening when I give it over. And, you know, you could say giving it over to the universe. You could say giving it over to God, giving it over to the energy. That's where I'm committed. And so for me this year in particular, since I really stepped into mastering this, in the first 6 months of the year, I did the same revenue as I did the entire year before by doing completely less, by only following the energy.
Oh, Janine, this leaves beautifully into my question. I was sitting here thinking, oh, I can't wait to dive into business with Janine. And of course, you've just led us straight into the money maker, literally. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on the podcast among many was an email and a post that you sent out where you said, I'm just going to read some of it out because it's really what you're saying right now. When we remember everything is energy, we get to really change the way we attract clients and build our business empires. We get to shift out of old models of strategy and scaling and step into a way that feels expansive, free, and in alignment, where less is the new more, which is what you're saying. There is an energetic code to how women can not only achieve money and success, but do it in a way that actually amplifies our energy. I think that I'm just going to, you know, I think that for any women who are listening to this right now, like, oh my gosh, this is what my soul is yearning for. This is what I'm yearning. This is what I know deep down, but I can't see it in the people around me. I can't see any physical evidence. Oh, it must just be some silly, silly, silly pipe dream. It can't be true. I just want to keep reading. In a way that magnetizes clients, in a way that allows us to receive wealth, clients, money, joy, and freedom. With this new way, scaling your revenue doesn't have to come at a cost to your time or your energy. In fact, the opposite can be true, where by working less, you are able to receive more. This is a concept that I have been receiving through my inner guidance for years. Relax and receive, Patrice. Do less. You don't actually have to do anything. You could go into the nothing, into the things that feel effortless, and so much can happen. And I look at my life right now and it is so abundant and so easy, but my mind has not wanted to go there for the last few years because it has been little bit by little bit, but I couldn't just let go into it because it feels like it's the ancient wisdom that's coming back, like you often say. ancient wisdom that's here that's now being asked to be embodied, and clearly through someone like you, Janine. But this concept of where less is the new more. Can we just talk about it just a little bit more for these last few minutes of this time together?
Yeah, it's so juicy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's so a sigh out, isn't it? And I had played with this over the last few years that, you know, on a practical level, the more holidays I took and the more time I took off, the more money I made. And I was like, oh, there is something in this, right? Every time I went on holidays, I'm like, I make shit tons of money and I'm hardly doing anything. And so I really got curious about that. Why, like, why is that? And taking it just from a fluffy thing to a practical, I was like, well, actually, when you really go into heart coherence, the Heart Math Institute over in the States have studied this, that when you are in your human body is in a relaxed mode and in coherence with your heart. So your heart and brain, you know, Greg Braden talks about this, drop down into the heart, you know, I could do this in three deep breaths and, you know, boom, I'm in coherence, right? This energetic wave in your body. When you drop into that relaxed state and in heart-brain coherence, your heart actually becomes more magnetic. It's an electrical field and it actually expands. So imagine when you do this on a regular basis and your heart becomes a magnet for the same frequency, that is when you can magnetize clients in just with your frequency, just with your electricity of your human body and the ripple effect of that. And so this is what my clients learn to master, is that they can, I was gifted this metaphor and energy code from a spiritual mentor 10 years ago, and it's called the entrepreneurial grid. And so my clients use this particular activation meditation that I guide them through, and they use it daily if they want to actually go into the magnetism of their heart, send that out over the earth, literally, in a energy way, and light up all of the clients that are right for them and ready to be open to working with them. And then you call them back in through your heart space energetically and then let the rest play out. And so what happens is then someone will come out on a post, someone will message you, you'll have a conversation, you know, sit next to someone on an aeroplane. All of the things just naturally happen. And so when you are in that state of ease, when you're in a state of alignment with the grace, when you're in that state of receivership of abundance, when you're in that beautiful essence of the magnetism of who you naturally are, you just become fucking magnetic to everything.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, Janine. Is there a meditation or anything you could share? I could drop in the show notes below just anything that you have on record that could help them just tap into this in any way within themselves that I could attach.
Absolutely. And I will feel into which of the meditations and activations is the best one, the right one for you. Yeah.
I think that would be so cool for them to experience in themselves. You know, it's so cool to hear this and to feel you and to feel the shivers. And then it's obviously a whole other kettle of fish to be able to experience something within themselves through a meditation. And it's so interesting, just before I jumped on this call, I just shared in a post around, I've felt for the last probably 6 months, it's become evident to me, the more that I relax, the more I meditate and spend time in the nothing, and I meditate a couple of times a day because the inner guidance is just like, Patrice, just keep doing it. Just keep going. Like, I'm like, but nothing's, you know, my mind can be like, nothing's changing. You haven't done blah. And it's like, yeah, just keep going. Yeah, cool. Just keep going. Just keep meditating. And what I've noticed over, I think the last 6 months is I've been having dreams that seemed to play out a scenario for me, and it feels complete. Like I wake up and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I don't have to do that embarrassing thing or have that awkward conversation because it's done. I know how it will play out and I feel complete. Or, and I just shared that online before, and a guy posted underneath, he's like, yeah, when we relax and we start to realize how connected the dream state, the nothing state is with our day to day. And I said, wow, that's so cool. And it's so intelligent. It feels so lovely that it does that. And he's like, yeah, when we're pretty clever when we chill out, when we relax, and you're talking about that heart coherence, and we're in our heart and we're in our bodies, and there's coherence between our heart and our mind and just our bodies relaxed, we're so magnetic. We see clearly. I love the phrase slower is faster. And a neuropsych came on this podcast really early on, Michelle Beatty, and talked about it. And slower is faster. When we slow down, things can just turn up. We don't have to, like you're saying, Janine, do so much, as in business. If we can practice ways of coming within, slowing down, our nervous system's in a restful place, potentially, like Janine's saying, resting more. You just shared examples of being on holiday and making heaps of cash. And you're like, hang on, there's something going on here. What's going on in me to create this level of abundance and to be able to receive it, like you say, and the grace? And just that coming into the nothing and the stillness and the openness, how magnetic, and how we don't have to physically do so much to experience what we would love to experience, and particularly in the framework of business. So powerful.
Where less truly is the new more.
When you highlighted that in your email, it was like six words were just like boom, like hit me, and I'm like, get her on your podcast, Patrice. So Janine, I want to say a big thank you for coming on. I know that, because I reached out to you and I'm like, I know that you're going to Italy so soon. And funnily enough, I'm going to be there basically the same dates, which is just hilarious. And we thought, should we do it together in Italy? But it's just so happened that you could do it today. So thank you so much for your time, your energy, your wisdom, your embodiment, your grace, your style, your abundance, and your ease. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Patrice. I really appreciate being on.
And I'll obviously in the show notes drop links to your Facebook, Janine, is that best? Or where would you like me to send folks to Janine Howard?
Yeah, easy. Head to my Facebook. I'm there. And I show up regularly doing masterclasses and live training. So, yeah, plenty of activations available free of charge over there. And then if anyone wants to go deeper, you can just send me a message.
So easy, so easy. So thanks, Janine. And of course, thank you to our beautiful listeners. So appreciate you. Please reach out to us if you have any questions, or you just want to share from your heart that you're like, wow, I really needed to hear that, or you're curious about something. I'm also excited because this is the first episode that I am attaching and exploring the subscription or supporting the show. So there's a link down below if you would love to support this show so I can continue to create content with left of field leaders for left of field leaders, those that are choosing themselves and living in accordance with their divine blueprint, with the stuff that's inside, those nudges that you know you want to move towards or you are. So if you'd like to support the show financially, there's a link below. I would so appreciate that. More than anything, I just appreciate your time listening. Please share it, subscribe, and of course, I'll see you on the next episode of Into the Nothing. Bye, guys.